Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time zone you're in when you hear our voice. You are on PSM Live, Prophetic Perspective with Prophet Michael Shakespeare. I'm Pastor Lawrence London Jr. Oh yeah, we're in the house today. We're ready to do business, do God's work, and we are happy to be here with you today. Prophet will be here as well. He had to take care of a little bit of business, but he will be here. But we're excited. Oh, yeah, we're excited for all of you on the page, all of you calling in. God bless you today. Today is Word Day on the page, Word Day on the page. And we're going to let the Lord flow in whatever way he needs to flow today. We're just going to follow him today, no matter what. I tell you, people of God, man, God is awesome. Our Father is so awesome. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. And in this day, I'm telling you, he's setting us up for nothing but his glory and his blessing, and we thank him for it. Amen, amen. It is just such a great day out here today. It's sunny and looking good. You could just feel God all over you can feel God all over. And I'm telling you, I know most of us still on a high for what God has done for this past weekend. And I'm telling you, it's just he's not done with us yet. I was just speaking with the prophet on the phone. We were talking a couple of things, and we're already preparing ourselves for the next gathering. We're already putting our heads together for the next gathering. And I'm telling you, I'm believing God to do some great things before we get to the gathering. That's going to be a blessing to everyone, to all of us. And we thank God because we know that he is taking us to higher heights and higher places. I'm going to tell you, people of God, what's really amazing to me is that God would see fit to keep his hands on our lives like he does. He keeps his hands on our lives in spite of us. And I'm telling you, if you could just peek into his glory, just to get a little peek of who you really are, you'll see who you are. You are a champion in him. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. I say in us because I know he's in you too, than he that is in the world. We have a great champion within us. And the end of everything, all of our purpose, all of our journeys, the end of everybody that's connected, the end of every purpose that's connected to the Lord our God, we are winners. We are victorious. We are champions. Oh, yeah, we won. We already won. You should get excited about that, just knowing that you have already won, just knowing that no matter what situation you're going through, it's already won. Any battle you're going through in the mind and the heart is already won. It's already won. We thank God for that, and we give him the glory, honor, and the praise for all that he is doing. Oh, yeah, so we're excited about that. This is also, I'm going to hit this real quick. This is also the week of the prophet's 37th year anniversary. When he get on, we'll talk a little more about it. But his 37th year anniversary, I'm going to say this as much as I can. People of God, we really need to bless the man of God. Bless the man of God if we can. Amen. Jocelyn put a bid up, and I agree with it. If we can give a love gift, if you can sow a love gift to the prophet with 37 in it, whatever it might be, $10.37, $37, $20.37, $37, whatever, $137, $370, $300,700, whatever it might have to be. We just want you to bless the man of God by going on the website www.psmintl. and be a blessing. We're going to push that until we can't push it no more, just being a blessing to the man who's given his great service to his people. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm ready to go into prayer. I'm ready to go into worship. I'm ready for us to minister. I'm ready for all things today because I know God has a great thing. He's going to do something great in the show today. I just know it. I just know it. I just know it. Amen. 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 That's all I can say. So we're preparing for Prophet to get on as well. He'll be minister. We'll see if Jocelyn will get on. I haven't heard from her in a while, and see if she'll be ministering. We're just going to have a good day in the Lord ministering on the page today. And we're going to definitely give up that word as well. We're going to go as far as the Lord needs us to go in the word. We're going to speak into some lies. We're going to go forward. I'm telling you, the devil is alive with a bow tie doing somersaults and break dances, spinning on his head, because he cannot stop what God has going in store for us. He cannot break it. He cannot move it in any kind of way. Amen. We bless his holy name. And right now, as we go on, the prophet put a nice little touch to the show before prayer time, and we want to deal with that. He said, if you have a prayer request, we're going to begin to let you push 1 if you call in at 646-564-9818. You can call in before our prayer and give a prayer request, and we'll lift it up as we go into prayer. So if you have a prayer request, even now, if you push 1 on your dial, 646-564-9818, and push 1, we will take your prayer request before we go to the throne of grace. It is nothing like touching and agreeing in prayer, and that's what's awesome about this page. We have so many people that will touch and agree in prayer. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like having a brother and a sister touching with you in prayer. Oh, yeah, touching with you in prayer, believing with you in prayer. Oh yeah, if you know God is awesome, you know he puts 1,000 to flight when one comes to get, when 2, 10,000 go to flight. I believe the number is greater than that. I believe now when two come together, millions go to flight. I just believe God just like that. I believe that he does great things. So we're opening up the lines for anybody with prayer requests before we go into prayer. And we want to lift up and pray with you. If you have a prayer request, just press 1. Tell us what your prayer request is. You don't even have to tell your name if you don't want to. We just want to pray with you if you would like us to pray with you and pray for you, even if it's yourself. If you want a prayer, if you need a prayer request, just press 1, and we're going to give you a minute to do so. And while we're doing that, we're reminding ourselves and reminding you as we pray together that we are praying for the sick, we're praying for the shut-in, we're praying for those in jail cells, we're praying for those who have lost loved ones. We're praying for that family that Pumpkin called in yesterday about the husband and the wife, where the wife is addicted. You know, we're praying for them, for Pastor McCoy. We're praying for Angela, the prophet's granddaughter. We're praying for that, just that whole family. We're praying for you. We're praying for Valerie. Amen. We're praying for Amanda. We're praying for Joshua. We're praying for Carol. We're praying for Lisa. We're praying for Teresa. We're praying for Denise. We're praying for Brett. We're praying for all of you. Amen. I got one. Let me see. We have another prayer request here. Area code 985. You got a prayer request for me?
Yes, I do. I'm just calling for just to be covered. This is Natasha.
Natasha?
Yes.
Man, we're definitely going to do that there. Oh, my God. We're going to do that for sure. We're going to cover you in prayer. Amen. And we're going to make sure that's done. We're going to make sure that is done on this right now. We're going to do that. Amen. All right. Any other prayer requests? We're going to take care of Natasha's prayer request. Any other? If you have it, come on before I get, because once I get to going, I'm going. Amen. I just love to, I tell you, it's nothing like standing in a gap for God's people. It's nothing like having a heart for it, a desire for it. I mean, and there's a lot of people on this page that have a desire for it, amen, and a heart for it, and it means something to God that people will just forget about themselves and give themselves to others. And I'm telling you, we're interceding for the world. We're interceding for America. We're interceding for churches and church leaders. Oh, yeah, we are doing it all in this time. Amen. If there's none, we're going to go before. Oh, thank you. There's 815 area code. Oh, we got some lighting up. 815.
Good morning, Pastor London. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I'm telling you. I am blessed.
I know you are. Your spirit is just so infectious. Everybody that hears your voice, I'm telling you, your voice and Papa's voice on the radio, I just get happy all over.
Oh, wow. Bless you. That is an honor. I tell you, that's a humbling honor. Amen. That is good to hear. Thank you. So God bless you. God bless you. You got a prayer request for me? You got something you want to
My oldest daughter, she's been, this is Sandra, by the way, she's been looking for work, and she has been unsuccessful in finding a job, and it's starting to affect her mentally, where she's getting depressed, and it's also starting to affect her health because she's an asthmatic as well.
All right. And what's her name?
Latrice.
Okay. We're going to lift her up in prayer. We got you covered, Sandra. We got you covered.
I know you do. I know. I call the right people.
Amen. That's good to hear. That's good to know. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm so honored that you even have the confidence to give that request to us. And we're going to definitely lift it before the Lord, knowing and believing that it's going to be already done. It's already done. Latrice is going to be blessed. We declare that in Jesus' name. It is so. Amen. I got another one coming up here. Area code 313. You got a prayer request for me?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes, my prayer request is for President Barack Obama and his family.
Amen. That's a blessing. Yeah, President Obama. We definitely gonna lift him up today. Amen. We bless you, and we're going to do that. We're going to lift President Obama up in prayer. It is so. We're going to do that. And you're right. There's something going on crazy in the United States of America, but we need to cover our leaders like never before. Matter of fact, we need to, our leaders to turn to the Lord themselves and start hearing from the Lord, you know, and being protected and hearing from the Lord. So we're definitely going to lift up the president in our prayers. We're definitely, thank you so much for that, for that request. Amen. Is there any others before we go before his throne? Before we go before his throne. Amen. 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 Any others going once? Any others going twice? Amen. Got another one here. All right. Uh-oh, the area code 567. There we go. Area code 567. You got a prayer request for us.
Yes, sir. This is for Sean Mullins in Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
My prayer request is an odd one, but I hope you can pray it. My prayer request is that your personal confidence continues to increase. I can hear a change in your voice from last week to this, and it sounds really good. And so my prayer request is just that your personal confidence increases in who you are and in your giftings.
Amen. 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 I receive that, too. I receive that, sister. I really do. I receive that. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be blessed. I will definitely, I'm going to lift that up in prayer for myself. I will do that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm just going to be real with you. I had that conversation with the Lord today. I said, Lord, I don't want to be tainted in my confidence. So I'm just going to tell you, the Lord led you to do that for me, and I bless you for that. And I'm going to lift that up, knowing that it's going to be a great thing going on after this prayer. So God bless you, sis.
Amen.
God bless you, and I love you.
Amen.
Man, any other requests? Any other requests? I love this. I love this. I love taking these requests. This is awesome. This is what we do. Amen. And even more requests going once. Any more requests going twice? Amen. Well, we're going before his throne, and then we're going to seek the Lord's face for all these requests. We're praying for the page. Again, we're praying for the prophet, and we're praying for you. Come on, touch and agree with me as we go before his throne, as we go before his throne. Oh, God. Father, we bless you today. We love you today. Oh, there is none like you. None like you, Father. None like you, God. Oh, how loving you are, how great you are. Oh, God, we just love you right now in this day, God. We stand with each other. We stand seeking you. We need you like never before in these last days, God. We need you like never before. Every minute, every second, every hour, we need you, God, like never before. We long for you. We trust in you, God. We got to have you, God, in you. We just want more of you, more of you. We can't get enough of your love, God, and we can't help but just elevate our love to you. We lift up our holy hands to you, God, because there is none like you. Father, there is none like you. You, God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for keeping us covered from day to day. God, you could have had us checked out any day, any second, but you let us see another day of life, and we praise your holy name. God, you could have took us out, but you protected us. While we were in our cars, you protected us from that serious accident, God. You protected us from being robbed. You protected our homes from any burglaries and robberies. You protected us, God, and we thank you, God. We don't take it lightly that we're walking and we're able to live and breathe, God, but in you, God, we want to live, breathe, and have our being. We thank you for just being an awesome God in our life, God. Thank you for covering us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for making us whole in you, God. Thank you for redemption, for redeeming us, God, for your love redeems us from day to day, and we thank you for it. Oh, we thank and praise your holy name right now, God. Oh, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise as we connect with you. We God. We lift up these prayer requests for you. Oh, God, to you, God, to you, God, the Luna family, that family with that husband and that wife with that addiction, God. Touch right now. Heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus Christ, God. For Natasha, Lord, we ask right now that you would continue to open up her heart, open up her mind, God. Open up her mind, God. Let her mind be in you right now, God. We speak against the enemy for trying to distract her, for trying to discourage her. We speak peace. We speak wholeness. We declare, God, that her eyes will be open to who she is, to where she's going right now. We speak direction in the name of Jesus, that she will walk in power, that she will walk in might, that she will know already that she has victory in you like never before. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Bless Natasha. Bless her, Father. Bless her in the name of Jesus. For the truth, God, Santa called and lifted her in prayer. She's looking for a job. She's an asthmatic, but there's nothing too hard for you, God. I declare right now that your very presence through Sandra will come in her life and change her like never before. Heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Take away all the distractions. Take away all the confusion. Take away all the distress right now in the name of Jesus. Open up the door for her, God, that she will work again, that she will be able to be providing for her family, for herself, God, in the name of Jesus. But more than anything, God, just take over her life so she'll know and walk in the victory, the knowing that she has the Jehovah Jireh. She has the provider, that she has all she needs in you, and let her walk with the victory in that, so that when she goes to find that job, they'll see you in her, and they'll say, you might not be qualified, but you're hired because you got something special. Let your glory rule in her life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for every city represented on this line. We pray for every state represented on this line. We pray for the United States of America right now, God. We pray for President Obama right now, God. Protect them, God. Protect them right now, God. Not only protect him, but open up his eyes that he needs you even more. He needs you to run this city. He needs you for direction. He needs you right now, God. And I pray this prayer about him all the time. Let him stand before people. Let him stand on that podium that says United States of America President. And let him say that Jesus is Lord. Let him say Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let him pray, let him know, let him confess with his mouth that he is your child, so the world will know and have no doubt who really rules, who really reigns, because you reign in America, God. You reign in Africa, God, over there with Adam and my brothers, God, and my sisters, God. You reign in the Bahamas, God. You reign in Europe, God. You reign where Blossom is. You reign in Asia. You reign in California. You reign where Anna Marie is, God. You reign, God. You reign in Hawaii. You reign in Jamaica. You reign in the Bahamas, God. And you reign right now on this page, God. Bless every administrator. Bless every administrator. Bless every intercessor, God. Take us higher in you, Father. Take us higher in you, God. We desire more of you. We need more of you. Bless Prophet, God. Oh, yes. Bless my Uncle Shake, Father. Oh, God, I feel you restore him. I feel you restore him. Restore more, God. We thank you for what you've done, but we're thanking you for where we're going. We see greater grace, higher heights, greater grace and higher heights in you, Father. Greater mercy in you, God, and we thank you for. Fight for him, God. Keep him strong. Hold on to his mind. Hold on to his heart, God. Oh, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, and bless everyone that's under. Let your flow down anointing. We declare that he will be financially free, that this page and every conference will be financially free. We pray that he would have a ministry building given to him. We pray that that conference center and that hotel will be his in the name of Jesus, just because he desires to bless your people like never before, God. God, we love you. God, we praise you, God. God, we thank you for all those who need comfort. God, shower your love like never before, God. myself. I pray for myself. Oh, yeah. I pray for even more holy boldness. I pray for confidence that I will never waver in you, God. That I say what you need me to say, do what you need me to do. God, I declare that my warrior spirit will be strong in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, I love you. God, I thank you. And I know you heard this prayer. I know you're in this room with me. I declare so in all the power and might in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Yeshua, I declare it so. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Speak into your life because I still have it in my spirit
to make sure that you know, everyone on this line, everyone on this page, who we are. We are a chosen generation, a prophetic generation, a holy priesthood, if you will. Amen. A holy nation of people being built up by him and him alone. We dealt with that a little bit about the Levitical priests and talked about how how the purging needs to take place from within. You got to get started by laying aside and doing a cleanup in your life, getting rid of all envies and deceit and hypocrisies and envy. We have to deal with an inner check, a check on your inner man, and we still stick with that. And our prophet talked about just like, and we really need to understand that just like in the old Levitical priesthood, we need to understand those concepts as well, because they do fall in line with us as well. They do fall in line with us as well. So just like they have to have their inner garments cleaned, if you will, we have to clean ourselves on the inside. That is so important. It is so important that we desire to have ourselves clean. That means whatever we have to lay aside. If it's envy, if it's hypocrisy, if it's speaking evil against people, if we have things in our heart that should not be, we have to start by laying them aside. We got to go through a spiritual detox, I believe. That's what we called it yesterday. We have to detox ourselves from that, from those types of things. And this is so important as being this holy priesthood. Amen. We have to get rid of it. And we talked about how important it is to get that connection to God's word, that sincere milk from God himself and God alone. That's something we definitely need to get ourselves connected to. There's nothing like the word of God coming to you one-on-one. And if you are a holy priesthood, if you're a chosen generation, if he's chose you, he pulls you out and he makes you, he speaks to you. There's a time in our lives where we don't need to go to, when God is calling us, we don't need to go to somebody else to find out what God is saying. God wants to talk to us just one-on-one, just like Samuel. Samuel hears the voice of God, but he thought Eli was calling. He runs to Eli three times before Eli perceives that, no, son, God is calling you. And he goes, speak, Lord, your servant hears. And that's the same concept that we need to have as a people of God. We need to definitely put all aside. Sometimes we gotta pull up our pants and be big boys and big girls and go to the Lord himself when he's calling us. And amen, it's good to have direction, but there's a point in your priestly life where God wants to minister to you one-on-one, which is so important. We talked about that, and we're going to move on to the next level of this that we didn't get to yesterday, which was around verse 4. We talked about it, but we didn't get into it. And it's talking about coming to him as to a living stone, amen, rejected indeed by men over there in I'm reading over there in 1 Peter, the second chapter. But chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. And what I really want to speak into you today is just like we need to understand the Levitical order of the Old Testament. Some people say, and I got to say this because I've heard it from, I'm still hearing it from ministers and preachers. Some people say that the Old Testament is not important in the New Testament, but we're all New Testament. I really disagree with that, that you don't need the Old Testament anymore. We do. There are some concepts and precepts of the order of the Levitical priests and the order of the house of God, all of these things that we really need to see. It's still important. It's still relevant. It's very relevant if we want to get to know who we really are. I mean, and when we get back to that Peter and talk about that spiritual house, it's so important when we talk about that lively stones or living stones, you also as living stones, that's so important. And then when you consider the source that has wrote this text, it becomes even more profound. Oh, yeah, it becomes more profound because when we talk about this house, this living house and this priesthood, there's two things that the priest consecrates himself, and then the priest must know the order of the house. And what God is doing right now is he's building up a spiritual house, and he's building that spiritual house up in you. I think Paul put it the best. He said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And we have to understand the order of the house, because we are the house. We are the temple. We are the living and lively stones. And man, this revelation has been going on. I mean, Jesus gave that first revelation to the man who wrote this book right here, First Peter himself. It was Jesus who said, who do men say that I am? It was Jesus who said, who do men say that I am? And everybody said, Elijah, you know, one of the prophets, John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. And he said, but who do you say that I am? And that's when Peter rose up and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. He said, upon this rock I will, your name is now Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And let's get this. Upon this rock, upon this stone, these, just the same man is right about these living and lively stones. He understands this concept, because through his proclamation, he was declared the rock. Upon the rock, that confession was compared, that foundation that he would build, that Jesus said, I will build my church. Let's get this real clear. And I say this time and time again. I'm going to continue to say it probably until I stop breathing. The point that I'm making about, and I'm telling you, until I lay down in the grave, I'm going to continue to say, the one and only thing that we really, not the one and only, but one of the things we really need to pay attention to is what Jesus says. He says, upon this rock, I will build my church. That's what we need to understand, that God, Jesus himself, is trying to build his house. He wants to build. He's the one that we're subjected to. He's the one that we're connected to. He's the one who we come to as living stone. He is the rock. There is no rock like our God. Upon that rock, he builds. He wants to build it. He wants to build you up. That's what it's all about. I mean, the temple is a living thing. The temple is a living, it's not just a structure. It's a living structure. It's us, amen, living, moving. And because of this, we need to understand his order. If you don't believe me, he says it again. I believe it was in John. After he went into the temple, he took a cord. And he went and he drove out the money changers. He went and he starts whipping up everything, drove out the money changers, and said, you know, you guys have made this place a den of thieves. And right after that, the Pharisees come to him, and they said, he better have a reason for why he even did that. They said, you better talk to us by what authority you have to drive anything out of this temple. And Jesus looked at them and said to them, he said, this is the proof. This is the authority. If you destroy this temple, I will build it back in 3 days. It will rise back up in 3 days. They said, this man is crazy. It took us years to build this temple. He talked about he's going to do. They thought he was crazy. But if you read right after that, John writes, the disciples understood after his death that he was talking about his body, because that's the point. God is raising up a temple. God is raising up a body of people that will be housed, that houses his Holy Spirit, houses his glory. Oh, God. God is raising up a people who is raising up a standard within them that once they understand the structure that they have within them, the precious gift that we have the precious Holy Ghost. We have the very power and presence of God within us. Once we get to that standard and take to that location, I got a call here, I see you, then we understand who we really are as his temple, as his living body, his living structure, or we could take things to new levels, and we're going to deal with that today. Hold on for 1 second. Area code 504.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
London.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Prophet. Hey. Prophet, I think he's still on the other line there.
You don't have a line?
Yeah, he's
How
on
you
another
doing,
line.
Brother?
Oh, I'm doing good.
That's good. I was trying to listen in today on my phone just to listen, but it wouldn't allow me, so I had to call in.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hold on. We'll keep on going with it. You can hold on. We're gonna keep. You got anything you want to add? Anything you need?
No, I'm just listening, and I'm at work, so I can't really do too much talking. So I'm gonna listen.
Well, bless you. Oh, and
love
the prophet
y'all.
Is on
love
right
you.
Now too. Love you more. Hey, prophet, how you doing, sir?
Oh, good afternoon, Pastor London. I'm doing just fine, man. Just handling some business, but I'm good. Been trying to listen at this simultaneously through the computer and what have you. Hi, Amanda. I heard your voice. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen. 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 I tell you, yeah. But where we were dealing with this structure, this living temple, who we are, this is part of us as a priesthood of the knowledge we need to have of ourselves as a holy priesthood. We have to have this knowledge. We have to know it. It's amazing because when Jesus prepared himself, it's we talk about the Levitical priesthood, but we don't talk too much about the temple of God, the tabernacle of God that is always present in the Bible, the structure and what it takes. And if we are that temple, we need to understand that structure. That's where we are. And I'm telling you, what's amazing is the only way, I mean, we don't literally have to remake the Old Testament temple, if you will, or tabernacle. We just need to understand its structure. And just like as a holy priesthood, we don't have to go back to the Old Testament way, if you will. It's different from the Old Testament than the New Testament. We're cleaning ourselves on the inside, and it's more of a inner thing as a person. We don't have the garment represents who we are as a person. We're laying aside all these things. We're detoxing all these things, and we're making ourselves brand new for him and for his service. But then to understand the order, that's spiritual as well. And we have to understand, even when Jesus was praying in the garden after he did all that teaching, he did the teaching of the vine. He said, matter of fact, he said, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place that where I am, you may be also. He talks about connection. He talks about something powerful, about being connected to his glory and being connected to him. And he goes into that prayer about becoming one as him and the Father are one. And he starts that prayer off as he starts speaking. He goes and he sits himself in the garden. And he lifts up his eyes to heaven and says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son. He says that your son may glorify you. He's going through this prayer as even you have given him authority over all things, that he should give an eternal life or everlasting life to those that you give to me. He said, and this eternal life that you have will show that you're the only and the one true God and Jesus Christ. That you have sent me, basically. And then he goes on about that first fourth verse, he's on his knees in the garden, and then it seems he goes to a whole different place. He's on his knees in the garden praying that he be glorified. Then he goes into a whole different dimension in prayer where he says, I have glorified you on earth, and I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Listen, he's on his knees in prayer. He's talking about, you know, Father, the hour ago, glorify your son, that your son may be glorified and glorify you. But now he's saying, I've already finished the work that you've given me to do. Because he immediately went to a whole new place. He was on the earth, but he connected to God himself. Because God is not a God of the earth or time. God is in eternity. So he connected with eternity. And when he opened up his eyes and when he saw in the spirit, he could see beyond the cross. He hadn't went to the cross yet. But he saw beyond the cross and said, the work is already done. In eternity, the work was already done. Then he turns back behind him. He said, oh, Father, glorify me together with you like you did before the world was. There's a place in our prayers, there's a life that we must live that's beyond this earth, that transcends time. Our prayer, our everything about us transcends time and sees eternity, because in eternity, everything is already done. And I say that while I'm talking about the temple, because if we go to the eternal temple, we'll understand that it's still structured like the Old Testament tabernacle and the Old Testament church, but in that temple, everything is already done. It's already done. It's more glorious. It's more spiritual. So that's the temple we need to tap into. We understand the structure. We understand the makeup, but we have to understand it in eternity. Oh, yeah, we have to understand it in eternity. We got to understand what's up with all the seven articles, the gates, the outer court, the inner court, and the holy of holies, or the most holy place and the holy of holies. This is the structure that our life, there's got to come a revelation about moving and a progressive revelation about who we are. Because just as Peter declared God the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. These stones, upon these living stones, people who confess and know who I am and accept who I am, I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Peter's revelation of Jesus became progressive since then, from that point on, because right after that, Jesus said, I must go, I must be taken, I must be killed, I must go through this thing, and the Son of Man is going to die. And as soon as Jesus said what he had to go through, the process of what he had to go through, Peter said, there's no way I would allow you to do that. And Jesus immediately called him Satan. It ain't because he was Satan, it's because he wasn't at that level yet. He still had to get more of a progressive revelation of the process of who he really was or who Jesus really is. Some of us, I'm telling you, this is where we basically need to get our lives intact with, understanding that what we go through, Jesus said, if any man shall come after me, you need to deny yourself. That's when we talk about that sacrifice that's found in 1 Peter. When it talks about offering up spiritual sacrifices, the spiritual sacrifices is us. We definitely, just as he gave up his life, he took up his cross, and he said he bore our sins on that cross. Oh God, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, but by his stripes and with his stripes we are healed. Just like he went through the hard part for us, he said, take up your cross. What we're going through ain't nothing compared to what he did to bring us in. We need to understand the process and the progressive revelation it takes to be a true priest of the Lord, to walk in that holy priesthood. Amen. Man, we need to understand that. We need to embrace that. Sometimes we need to embrace our processes. We need to embrace where we're going. We need to understand and get a progressive revelation of where we're going in him. Yeah, because where we're going in him is so strong, it's so powerful. And for us to become that house, that spiritual house that he is building. He said he's building you up. Upon this, I will build my church. You're in his hands. And while we're in his hands and he's doing this building, we need to understand what he's building. We need to understand the progressive revelation of our life. We really, really, really do. Oh, yeah, really do. Sometimes we have to take ourselves up in the spirit and see those gates. Oh, yeah, we got to see those gates. You know, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We got to see the gates we walk into and understand the structure of who we really are. If you understand the tabernacle, you'll understand and pray to God to give you revelation about the tabernacle. You'll know a whole lot of spiritually about where you're going, where you're going, and what God is doing in you when he's working and building up this spiritual house. The first thing you understand that it's broken up in three dimensions, outer court, holy place, the holy of holies. There is this three-dimension thing that's going on in the Bible that cannot be denied. There's a three-dimension thing that's going on in the Bible that just cannot be denied. Outer court, inner court, most holy place. If you look through the Bible, it says there's faith, hope, and love. He says, above all these three things, love is the greatest. There's something about progressive growing in him and progressive revelation where you go from dimension to dimension to dimension. You look at it, broke up in those threes. In him, I live, I move, and I have my being. Isn't it amazing that the third one is always the greatest? I live, I move, but I have my being. The greatest dimension is always the third. He's the way, the truth, but then he's the life. It's something about the Bible's lined up in these three dimensions where you find yourself at the outer court. You know, if you look at the outer court and the gates, first you understand when you go through the gates, that's when revelation begins. But when you go through the gates and you get to the outer court, you find out that pretty much anybody that's connected as a believer can be in the outer court. But you can't go to that inner court unless you've gone through another piece of the process, unless you were washed as a priest. You couldn't go into the inner court. So that's where the progressive revelation begins, and that's what we need to really, 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 really find some revelation about ourselves in. And those types of, you can find where you are spiritually, even strong, if you will. You can find
Pastor
yourself.
London.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Just let me say this. The outer court was called the court of the Gentiles. And as you're saying, you're on point. Everyone could come in there. Any denomination of a person, whatever, could come into the outer court. But to enter into the inner court, you had to be of Jewish belief. And we must see Judaism as a religion when we consider that. You had to be of Jewish practice, Jewish belief. We notice in chapter, I believe it's like chapter 7 or 8, there with the eunuch going to, coming from Jerusalem. He worshipped in Jerusalem at the temple. He was reading the prophet Isaiah when Philip joined him in the chariot and baptized him after explaining to him, you know, the scripture where he was led as a sheep to a slaughter, dumb, he opened not his mouth. And he said, here is water, what hinders me from being baptized? Well, the eunuch was from Ethiopia. He was from Africa. The treasurer, the minister of finance over Candace, the queen's treasury. And he was able to enter into the inner court because of his religious beliefs in Judaism. When we see that, we have to say that you cannot enter into the inner court of God for the revelation that's being shared with comprehension and perception unless you are a baptized believer. Once you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, it gives you access to the inner court. We're all God's children in the outer court, but we become God's adopted children that enter into the inner court upon our belief. Once we believe, we can enter into the inner court to receive the word of God, to receive revelation, then the veil is taken away, praise the Lord, as we come into the prophetic priesthood of God and what have you. The veil has been taken away anyway by Christ. Whosoever will can come, but there is still a qualification for coming. You just can't rush in into the presence of God full of sin, full of lies, full of whatever, to get into the innermost place where God is, to hear God's voice, to minister unto God in worship and minister unto the people that in your surrounding. And we must come to a place of recognizing, as we shared at the gathering, we didn't even get a chance to share it, praise the Lamb of God, that we are priests in our homes. Our first tabernacle is our home, you know, and we must become priests there. Praise the Lord, after we have went through our own changes, we must see our home as a temple itself, praise the Lamb of God, so that our families can be saved, so our families can receive revelation. We're so interested in giving other people words everywhere else and ministering to people everywhere else, and we forget to do what Noah did, and that is save your own family. Praise the Lamb of God. If every person would just save their own house, my goodness gracious, you know, if we could focus more on saving our own children, you know, somebody said to me on yesterday, it may have been you, Pastor London, said to me on yesterday, said, you know, all of your children, are in the Lord, are working some kind of way in ministering, what have you. And I don't boast in that. You know, I'm humbled, but I did provide them the environment. I did provide them the means through my prayer life and through their seeing an open prayer life of their father do them seeing and their mother, and do they seeing a level of belief and faith in action with results, a faith in action with results, you know. These type of things will change our life, change our lifestyle, change our environment and our children as well as our churches once we come to the place of being able to enter in. I'm enjoying the lesson. Praise God. Go ahead. You're doing a good job.
That's awesome. I was what you added to that. I'm glad you, because I was trying to skip that furniture, but that furniture is so relevant. Even the blood, that the reason why all could enter in, that sacrificial offering, the offering of blood, all who covered in the blood, you're right, can enter into, or have that, has accepted that blood sacrifice, can enter into that outer court. But you so, you put something so, you nailed something so in the head about the baptized believers going into the holy place, or the inner court. Because it's amazing that you said baptized, and right outside of that, right outside of the structure before you go into that holy place is that laver, that laver where you had to wash your hands and your feet, and they washed each other's hands and the feet at. That's so, it's so, to me, it's such a revelation in that, and I could actually use Jesus as an example when he took a towel. And he sat down, and he got a basin, poured water in it, and he started washing his disciples' feet. And Peter's like, man, I ain't going to let you wash my feet. He said, well, if you don't want to do this, you know, hey, you have no part of me. And Peter said, oh, wash my feet. Now, don't just wash my feet, wash my hands, wash my head. It's something about that labor, I call it the labor of love there, that happens at that, when it comes to that labor, where the labor is. And I think, a lot of things when it comes to going into this revelation and this progression as a holy priesthood, a lot of things we need to understand that it does take a labor of love as well to get to the next level as well. You can't just be concerned about yourself. You have to have a specific love. You have to have a love for your brothers. You got to be able to serve each other. Whoever is greater, the greatest among you, serve, be my greatest server, love, show some love. They'll know you by love. And I'm telling you, it's there's three things that I think we really miss when it comes to what we're doing and where we're going in this, in the church. We don't serve each other with the pureness of heart and with love sometimes. And we don't serve our church with the pureness of heart with love sometimes. You know, you have those three T's of time, talent, and your money, pretty much. I forget I feel like Romney on that. But you have to give your, you have to, and tithe, I'm sorry, time, talent, and tithing. You really have to, if you really in this progression, you really have a heart to give more time to the Lord as far as what, you know, you really want to serve. There's something about your heart that just opens up to serving. You really want to serve. You really want to, I mean, you the one who want to, it's awesome to see people who are intercessors out here and really love praying for people, really love being there for people. That time, giving that time to others is so important when you're going through this progression, using your talent. All of us have these gifts, different gifts, if you will, but it's amazing how people can use their gifts, if you will, and have these gifts, and they let them lie dormant instead of using them. They have gifts of help. They have gifts of administration. People forget about the gifts of administration. They forget about that. They forget about a lot of these things that they can give as a labor of love. And then, of course, the tithe, you know, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. But when you deal with that, you find yourself going to another level. You find yourself going inside the next level of this thing, which is the holy place or the inner court, if you will. But I tell you, that's an awesome, I mean, you, whew, that's why I love my Uncle Sheikh so much. It's an awesome, 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 awesome revelation. I got to take one break right quick because I have to really reinstill this. I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, but this is, and I have to just put this out here. This is, Prophet's 37th year anniversary. He hasn't asked for anything. He's just been serving and doing his thing. But what we want to do, and Jocelyn had put it out there, what we want to do is we want to bless the man of God. So if you find it in your heart, I mean, he's done, of course, he's recovering from the gathering. Before that, he's ministering in other places. He's really hasn't thought about himself and his anniversary at all. Believe me, I am a member of True Christian Assembly, and the prophet has not asked for anything. He has not done anything. He has not asked for anything, has not put a tax on us or anything. He's just been ministering. But as we want to bless him back, and we want to really put it out there, you know, for this being his 37th year, you find it in your heart, anything with 37. If you go to www.pfmintl.org and just donate whatever you can, we're asking that it would be something with 30. It could be $10, 37 cents, $37, $370, $3,700, whatever the case may be. If you would just bless the man of God in a special way. I mean, and I'm telling you, he doesn't ask. You see, he's quiet as can be. I'm just asking that you would do that for him, you know, and bless the man of God for all his labor, all his works, you know, and all that he do. We're going to continue to pour love on him, but it's awesome to have such a man in our lives that is really thinking about the people, not thinking about himself. He really thinks about the people. He's not thinking about himself. So let's bless the man of God, if you will. Amen, 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 and sure enough, amen, amen. And I don't know if there's any other announcements. I don't even know if Jocelyn is on today. Prophet, is Jocelyn on today, you know? I don't see. No, she's not on. I got you. No, she's not on. But amen. So no other announcements. I just wanted to make sure I did that before we got into too much of anything else. And as far as this this lesson is concerned. And plus, I think I feel it in my heart. Honestly, I want to break out the way. I feel it in my heart that we'll minister to people as well today, and want to prepare for that. So if we got too late in the show, I just want to put that out there. Amen, amen. But yes, as a matter of fact, I really feel in my heart to do that right now.
Pastor London, why don't you put on a little something, a little music, and then, you know, when we come back, let's start prophesying. Something short.
Yeah,
though.
I feel that, man.
Just to
I
set an atmosphere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's do that. Amen. Let's do it. We will do it. And Amen. 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 Oh, God bless. And we're going to go into the ministry aspect. We want to speak into some lives. This led to speaking to some lives. I don't know how prophetic it'd be, but if the Lord wants to speak into lives today, and I wanted to just get into that aspect of the show. If we got to get back after that, I just want to let the Lord use us to speak into lives and to give a word, whatever the Lord wants to do. Just want to give him the show. So if you are speaking a word for the Lord, why don't you push 1? If you are not on the internet, if you're on the internet and you like to call in, call 646-564-9818. That's 646-564-9818. Press 1. Myself and Prophet is on the line with you. Amen. And ready to roll. So just press 1 this time. And we're going to go down the line. I think we had people that was already on the line. Press 1. Here we go. Area code 985. Is this Natasha?
Yes, this is Natasha.
Amen. Man, I know you was here. You had prayer earlier. But I'm glad you stayed on the line because I really wanted to minister to you just one-on-one right then before we went into corporate prayer. I'm telling you, the Lord has shown me a special covering on your life, but for some reason you are wrestling with it and you're fighting it. I'm telling you, the Lord wants you to see who he is and see who you are in him. You've got to gain that confidence in him. And I'm telling you, he has such a special thing in your life going right now, special power, special presence. Matter of fact, there's ministry in your life. There is a special ministry in your life, the ministry of an evangelist. I see it real clear. I'm telling you, get yourself in the presence of God. Stop letting distractions throw you off. Stop letting distractions throw you off. Stop letting situations throw you off. I was trying to deal with the fact that of Jesus praying in the garden. Your place and your life is in a different place. You have to transfer your life, your prayer life, to the next level because God wants to touch you personally. He wants to touch your life personally, sister. I'm telling you, you got to do that. The Lord has shown it. The Lord has shown it. Matter of fact, the Lord has shown it so clear that you just got to let this thing go. You got to let it go and give it all to him. Give it all to him. Give it all to him.
Natasha, this is Prophet Shakespeare. I want to tell you, the Lord says that there's going to be 3 areas of your life that great changes are about to take place. Number 1, God is going to change your geographical location. You're going to move. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. Number 2, praise the God said that he's going to change your finances. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Number 3, God says he's going to change your relationships. Look for those 3 areas of changes to come in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. In the immediate future, praise God. God says he's going to change your location. You need to write these 3 things down so you can pray back to God what he has spoken. Praise God. As your faith rises up to believe the word of God, then you're going to see the manifest quickly. Praise God. Number 1 is the change of location. God said he's changing your location. Praise the Lamb of God. Number 2, God said he's going to change your finances. Praise God. Hallelujah. You've been praying in that area heavy. God said he's going to change your finances. Number 3, praise the Lord. God says he's going to change your relationship. There's some people you connected to that's going to have, you have to disconnect for the fullness of God to flow in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are so attached to people, praise God, and we're not attached enough to God. Pastor London is telling you to get into the presence of God and press your way there, let all the other stuff go. I totally agree with that, praise God. But this is what the Lord told me to speak to you. Be blessed, and you're highly favored amongst those that you're around. God has highly favored you. Praise God. Rejoice in the Lord. Be exceedingly glad, and you're going to see, praise God, you're going to praise God, and you're going to see God really moving in a great way in your life. Praise God. I love you. Be blessed, God.
I love you as well. Thank you all. God bless you.
Pastor London, move on.
Area code 313, 579.
Of course, you know it's me.
Allah.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Praise God. Good to have you on the show. Woman of God, you're such a blessing to us. Hallelujah. I give God praise for you. I was praying for you today. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Just bringing you up before the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor London, anything you have to say to her?
Yes. Oh, yes. God is taking you to a whole new level of joy. And it's because of your works and everything that you do for him. You have such a pure heart. Oh, man, such a pure heart. And because you have such a pure heart, the Lord says this, I have a great financial blessing in store for you right now. I'm telling you, it's, and I'm looking right now in the spirit, and I can see him showering many blessings to you. And it's only because of your heart. I see your heart, and I see the blessing being showered down to you. And the Lord said, it is so. And and that's all I can say right now, and that's what I see right now. That's it, the Lord. Yeah.
All right, Charlene, the Lord says to you, praise the Lamb of God, that you're about to walk in a new level of the dimension of the prophetic, a new level of the dimension of the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God. And this level is going to draw people to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hear God just as clear as I'm talking to you. God said this level is going to draw people to you, but you must be very, very careful. And I put emphasis on careful, praise God, not to embrace these people. You have a way of embracing and carrying people's burden. God says that he's going to release to you what to tell these people, what to do with these people, and then let them go. Praise the Lamb of God. Let them go. Hallelujah. Do not internalize them. Do not carry their load. Praise the Lamb of God. Speak. Do what God says do in the manner God says do it. Praise the Lamb of God and let them go. That's what the word of the Lord is for you today. Praise God. Good daughter. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you all too. Time. Thank you.
I tell you, love you so much, Charlotte. Love you, dear.
Thank you.
Eric code 708.
Hi, this is Carol.
Carolyn Walker.
Yes. Yes, Sissy Pooh.
How you doing, my sister?
I'm fine. I'm on my lunch break. I'm getting ready to. I thought I was about to hang up before I got a chance to talk to somebody.
Yeah, man. I tell you, your connection as a prophetess is just so strong and so extreme. You really take the back. You take a back seat to a lot of things. And the Lord knows that because you have a heart for it. But God has given you such a prophetic revelation and is taking you to a level of prophetic revelation like never before. You cannot run for it. I see you running your own prophetic, like a prophetic class, teaching a prophetic class. I see people being filled while you're speaking. Your words are going forth. People are being literally filled and like equipped. That's what I see in the spirit with you when I as the Lord is dealing with you. And as you're speaking, I'm seeing them speaking back and being just as prophetic as you are. So I see more like it's like a father spirit, even though you're a mother, it's like a fatherly spirit where you're equipping people as almost like a prophetic, an apostolic prophet type person that you're feeding people prophetically and they're
Amen.
Being equipped by them.
Amen.
Carolyn, the Lord said by this time next year, praise the Lamb of God, you'll be overseas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be on foreign soil and you will be ministering, prophesying, evangelizing, praise the Lamb of God, and laying hands on the sick, watching them recover. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to say Africa. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to say Africa. Praise the Lord is the continent that you're on your way to. Praise them. By this time next year, God said you'll be there and you will be ministering and he's going to show you great signs and wonders and miracles while you're there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord. I love you, daughter.
I love you too, my brother.
I love you too,
Pastor London.
Love
God
you
bless
more.
Both
love
of you.
Bless you.
God bless.
God bless both of you.
Amen. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bless you. Area code 985.
Pastor London, Prophet,
yes.
Amanda.
Hey.
Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
I'm fine. All is well. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good.
Wonderful.
I'm on my lunch break calling in now.
Oh, God. Oh, speaking of lunch break, listen to me. Be ready. God is preparing you for full-time ministry. I see your profession, your provision being in a whole different in a whole different avenue. God is showing me right now, and I tell people he showed me in visions, and I try to explain the vision that I'm seeing. But I see you right now in a whole ministry form, and you're doing a whole lot of administrative work. But the finances that's coming to you is beyond anything that you can imagine. It's like people are giving to you just freely because of this administrative and this ministry work that you're doing, and that's what I'm seeing in the spirit from the Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm piggyback on that, Pastor London. The Lord told me to tell you as soon as you got on the line, the Lord started speaking to me and telling me to tell you that he's about to increase you more and more is going to come into you, and that he has raised you up as a financier. A financier, praise the Lamb of God, in this day and time, praise the Lord. And God is going to bless you tremendously. I see wealth and riches that you never dreamed that would touch your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. I see you in control of money. Praise the Lord. God has put you in a place to deal with great sums of money, praise God, so that money would be no object. That money would not be something that is tempting to you to steal or mismanage or do evil with, praise the Lamb of God. And you have thought so many times in your heart, but what if I could take all of this money and do this with it? And what if I could take all this money and do this with it? Now your hour has come, and God is about to drop the abundance on you. So get ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God. You are the financier, praise the Lamb of God, of PSM International. I bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Love y'all. Bless y'all. Love you.
Love you more. Wait.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I won't take you back, Amanda. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Area code 720.
Hello? Can you guys hear
me?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
This is Adil, Prophet Chixer. This is Adil Ray from Albuquerque.
Adil, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, it's good to hear your voice. How's your girlfriend?
She's doing good. She's really busy.
You all still together?
We are.
Good. Stay together, man. Hold on to her hand. She's going to be a blessing to your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor London, this is a good young man. He has an apostolic anointing on him that I know. Praise the Lamb of God. When I was there in Albuquerque, I prophesied that over his life. Praise God. Hallelujah. My goodness. Pastor London, he's in your hands.
I hear it. The Lord said, turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons back to the father. So clear. And just as prophet has prophesied that apostolic anointing, you are called to change and to bring together the generations, says the Lamb of God. It is so. You will speak and you will bridge the gap between generations, but you're going to reach the earlier generation. You're going to reach the younger generation, says the Lamb. And then I see this. I see young people standing before you, and I see an older generation standing behind you. That's what I see in the spirit.
Dale, the Lord said that what you're facing right now, God says that if you would consecrate to him 3 days of fasting and come into his presence, then he'll turn it around for you.
Whew.
What you are facing,
wow.
God said if you would give him 3 days of fasting, praise the Lamb of God. He has elected and chosen you. If you give him 3 days of fasting, he'll turn it around for you right now.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Prophet, so much.
All right. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
Amen.
I was upset I couldn't make it to the gathering this year, but I'll definitely try and come next year.
Don't try. See, that's words y'all put in your mouth that hinders you. You don't try to go nowhere. You go. Now, you're either going to be there or not. Now, say, I'm going to be there.
All right, I'll be there. Amen.
All right, now the resources will be given to you to get there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Speak. I tell you all, your tongue is more powerful than you imagine. Praise the Lamb of God. Your tongue is more powerful than you imagine. Use your tongue in a powerful way and watch God bless it. Praise the Lamb of God beyond measure. Go ahead, Pastor London. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Let's go.
Hallelujah.
Yes, area code 985.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Margie. How are you doing?
Hi, Margie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Bless. Doing real good.
I've been hearing the message, and I tell you, when you talked about the Levitical priesthood and you talked about how we have to carry ourselves, it brought me back to when God was giving me those scriptures 2 months ago and saying that our intercessory ministry had to know who they are, and they had to begin to set themselves apart to be different, because we are the priests that pray at the altar. And our lifestyle has to represent that. And I've been praying about that, and it blessed my heart. Yesterday, I couldn't get in to say anything. And today, I wanted to tell you that as I was listening to the conclusion of it, it is really a confirmation to me that intercessory prayer ministry in our churches have to be sure we are walking the walk that God says we have to walk.
Wonderful.
That
is wonderful. Margie, the Lord says this to you today. God says there's a breaking away coming for you. God said there's a breaking away that he's going to cause. Praise God. And God said as this breaking away comes, revelation is going to come to you for what he would have you to do for him. God said there's a plan that he has for your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Which he has revealed to you in part and not in the whole. And there's still other parts to it. Praise the Lamb of God. But there's something special God has your hands ready to do, praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to cause a breaking away. And when God says a breaking away, praise the Lamb of God, it could appear as trouble. It could appear as a big disturbance, praise the Lamb. It could appear as in conflict with someone or some things, praise the Lamb of God, or an institution or a job or a church or whatever. But God says the breaking away is coming, praise the Lamb of God. And he's sending the breaker. The breaker anointing is coming to you to break you away. And then God says as the breaking comes, praise the Lamb of God, then he's going to pour revelation into you as it's coming, as you're going through it, on what he will have you to do. And this is what the Lord says, and it shall be marvelous in your eyes. I bless you.
Amen. God bless you, I can't even say anything. All I was going to say, breaker, you know all of the prophet that gave you the word. Amen. God bless you. Love you, Margie.
Love you all, too.
Yeah. Area code 504, I'm sorry. 307.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Danae.
Danae, how you doing there?
I am doing great. How are y'all?
Doing real good. Real good. I see the Lord giving you a special protection, like showing a special field, like a protective field around you. And I'm saying this because it seems like something has been plotted against you. But God is showing me that there's no way that this thing is going to take you down. Matter of fact, I see you rising up above it right now in the spirit. That's what I see in the spirit for you, man.
Danae, the Lord said by this time next year, praise the Lord, by this time next year, you're going to be working in a Fortune 500 company, praise the Lamb of God, and that you're going to have freedom and liberty in this company, praise the Lamb of God. That's going to blow your mind. You're not going to believe how much liberty and freedom you're going to have being employed by this Fortune 500 company, saith the Lord of Hallelujah. I just wanted to tell you, Father was saying to you. I love your daughter.
I love you too, Father.
Amen.
I love y'all too. Be blessed. Thank you for the word.
Hallelujah. Bless you, dear.
God bless you. Bless you. Let's go. Area code 832.
Oh, hi. This is Liz from Houston. How are you?
Good. Hi, Liz. How are you doing? Liz?
Hello? Hello?
How you doing, dear? How you doing?
Oh, good. Good.
Good.
God says that you belong to him, Liz. And the Lord says that evangelism is your anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. There's an evangelistic anointing on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is calling you out, praise the Lamb of God, from amongst them, hallelujah, so that you can do this special work, hallelujah, that he has set to your hands. More prayer, praise the Lamb of God. More fasting, praise God, is required for the greater revelation. All your revelation is not going to come through a prophet or a prophetess. It's going to be personal revelation that God is going to give you on the order and the steps that he desires for you to take. God delivered you from a lot. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some things that you've been delivered from that you have never even spoken about. Praise the Lamb of God. But God has delivered you from a lot, and those that God deliver from a lot commit to a lot. Praise the Lamb of God. 9 times out of 10, we're called to a lot. Praise the Lamb of God. And you are called to a huge, praise the Lamb of God, ministry of evangelism. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to win many to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if this is going to be, praise the Lamb, the pulpit type of ministry that a lot of people try to see and enter into upon the call of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But I do see people, praise the Lamb of God, being delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. I literally see you, praise the Lamb of God, standing in crowds, and people are reaching up to you as though you have something like food or something to give them. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's really the word of God and the power and the presence of Jesus Christ, the glory of the Lord, that God is placed upon your life and the anointing to get people delivered. I bless you today.
Amen. I gotta just tell you, that explains what prophet says, explains what I'm saying. I see you in a white SUV just traveling the roads, and it's like you're traveling so many roads that it's amazing. You're traveling so many roads, and every now and then you're jumping on the airplane. But that's what I see. I see the Lord having you traveling around a whole lot, and it has to go hand-in-hand with what Prophet has said, that your ministry is going to be more moving than stagnant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
God bless you.
Area code 313-285.
Hello, Prophet, Pastor London. This is Bertha.
Bertha. Oh, my God.
Hey, Bertha, how are you today?
I am blessed, Prophet. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I keep saying your praise, and I hear the Lord, your praise is still blessing you. I don't know if you ever doubt the fact that God is pouring out extra blessings on your life, but he said it so much that your praise is still blessing you, meaning your blessings are coming from your praise. You praise when you have doubt. You praise when you have worry, but you lift up to him, and I see him raining down blessings as you're praising. I see you with your hands up, and God just blessing you through your praise. I know you've had some probably some situations where you had doubt. God said, "Don't worry about it. I have it in my hand." That's what he said. I have it in my hand.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Bertha, the Lord says that He's giving you the anointing as a gift. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to rest upon you. Praise the Lamb of God, as that you're going to be able. Break the chains, hallelujah, the shackles, hallelujah, of the enemy off of people and off of things, praise of God, hallelujah, including Jesus. Witchcraft. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Other devices of the enemy that he has ensnared and trapped people in. God says you're going to flow in this anointing, and it's going to be powerful. Praise the Lord. I see you like you have on an army helmet in a tank, praise the Lamb of God, and not be penetrated. Hallelujah. And you're going rolling right into the enemy's camp, praise the Lamb of God, knocking things over, tearing up stuff, blowing up stuff. Hallelujah. And I see devils running back, praise the Lamb of God, trying to ask the devil what they're going to do about you. Praise the Lamb of God. This is an anointing that he has placed on you. Praise and listen, I have never prophesied this to nobody, that God says, giving you the breaker's anointing as a gift. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Bless you.
Love you,
brother.
I've never prophesied that I know of to anybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The breaker's anointing is yours. To break the yoke of bondage. Glory to Jesus. By the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Lord destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless you. Love you, perfect God.
Hallelujah. God in this place. Glory to Jesus.
Oh, God.
I feel God in this place.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence, Father. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory
Eric
to the Lamb.
Glory
to Jesus.
Eric code 864. Eric code 864-304. Hello? Are you there? Eric code 864? Okay, we'll come back to you. Eric code 864-304?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm sorry, I'm new to the group, and Jackie McDuffie is a friend of mine, and we go to church together. So I've enjoyed, I listened yesterday, and so today is my second day of listening.
Yeah. Uh-oh. God says this, and he says it so strong. I'm calling you to a higher calling. He says that. He says, where you at, I'm taking you higher. You need to seek me in understanding because you need this. You actually have a thirst and a hunger for something bigger, and you've been hungering for it. You've been thirsting. God says, I placed that in you, and I'm waiting for you to turn to me because I have a higher ministry for you. I have a higher calling for you. I'm actually going to put you in the forefront. You've been in behind, but I'm going to put you up front. That's what the Lord said so clearly, and I see you standing in front, and God is saying that it is so. Come to me because I am rising you up. Come to me because what you're feeling is so real, so true. I don't know you like this, but I'm telling you, God is going to take you higher. You're going to the forefront. He says the first shall be last and the last will be first. You are going to the forefront in ministry. Prepare yourself that it is so.
Daughter, what is your name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia, what's your last name?
Aiken.
Aikens. Okay, Sylvia, I just want to make sure I pinpoint you. You're new to the group. Sylvia, I agree with all that Pastor London has said. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord says that he is demanding more of you, praise the Lamb of God, than the others. Hallelujah. The grace that's given to them, praise the Lamb of God, is not on you. Your grace is in another area, praise the Lamb of God, which is strength in your weakness, praise the Lamb. But God is demanding that some things break off of you, that they come off of you willingly, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so he can take you and set you on high, praise the Lamb of God. When God says he wants to set you on high, sweetheart, it's above the people, praise the Lamb of God. God wants to set you above the people in a place, praise the Lamb of God, a ministry, hallelujah. And this is what Pastor London is speaking to you, praise the Lamb of God. God wants to use you in a way, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to cause you to have to walk in a greater purity, a greater holiness, praise the Lamb of God, than the rest around you. Hallelujah. I bless you today.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Bless you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Area code 248-979.
Hi, it's me, Yolanda Foster. This is my first time someone told me about the group, and so this is my first time calling.
God is moving you to a new relational. He's going to change your relationships. I see that real clear. He's changing it to protect you. I don't know what you're in right now, but he's going to change your relationship. Prepare yourself, because what it's going to do is going to detach. It's going to detach you, and you're going to, I'm just going to tell you what's in, you're going to hurt from it. But what's going to happen in return is God's going to reveal and build you up a new heart, and a new understanding. He's saying the cycle is over. That's what he says. The cycle is over. That's what he said for me to give to you.
I bless God for you being on today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just want to tell you what the Lord has spoke to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God says that you belong to him, but there are some things that you are ensnared in, praise the Lamb of God, that he needs you to let go of. Hallelujah. There's some things God say he's not pleased with. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This happens to many of us, praise God. Hallelujah. As we embrace God on a higher level. Every time you come up the ladder with God, praise the Lamb of God, you come up to a higher place with God, you also, praise the Lamb of God, come into a higher demand from God on your life. God says that if you would consecrate your life to him and give yourself to him wholeheartedly, God said he will cause you to walk in wealth and riches that's beyond your imagination.
Mm.
That's the word of the Lord, God. I bless you.
Thank you.
Bless
you. I thank God. Thank you for, I thank God for you guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay, sweetheart. Stay with us, okay? Stay with
us. I'm going to do it.
I like, all right.
Okay.
I like, all right. Be blessed.
Amen. Area code 815.
Yes, this is Sandra.
Sandra, how you doing, dear?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed. Still reaming from this past weekend.
I was waiting on you to say that, Sandra. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome.
Yeah, it's impossible to experience what we experienced over this past weekend and not be changed.
Oh God. You know, what's funny is what you said is so powerful that the enemy is upset. I see this in the spirit. It's like, you're in the boxing ring and you're happy and you're dancing, but the enemy hits you. He hits you and you get a little dazed. God said, don't worry, because you won the round already. You're going to win the whole fight. So when that punch comes, I want you to know that it ain't nothing but a stunner compared to what you're going to do to him. And thank you, Father. Then I see you rope-a-doping him against the rope like never before, because when he hits you, God says, get mad and fight back, because he can't do nothing to you. I've given you the victory already. So prepare yourself and know that God is going to give you the victory.
Yes, Lord.
Sandra, God said, and I feel the anointing coming all over me, God says he's about to blow your mind.
Hallelujah. Yes.
As he's about to blow your mind, praise the Lamb of God, and get ready for the abundance of wealth, Lamb of God. Sandra, I don't know what you done, girl, but you got some big money coming.
Hallelujah.
You got some big money coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know this ain't just all about money, people of God, but I'm telling you what God is speaking. Yeah. Hallelujah. This is what God is speaking, not Shakespeare. Hallelujah. What God is saying. God says, praise the Lord, he is about to blow your mind.
Ooh.
And he's getting
ready. I got to do a dance. Woo, hallelujah.
He said, get ready for it. That's what God said. Get ready for it. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory
hallelujah.
To you. Bless your daughter.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you much. And area code 504-610.
Yes, hi, Pastor London. Prophet is Valerie.
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 Oh, my God. I'm simply because I'm like, what is this going on? What's going on? It's like a strange, like a strong, like a change in business coming, going that I felt as soon as I pushed the button, not knowing who you were. It seems like the Lord is pushing you to another level of business and another level of peace in business as well. Not only that, I also definitely see that God is putting you to and I see your business providing for the ministry. There's something in your heart that you always wanted to do for the Lord, and God is going to use this new order of business to bless you. It's just going to be that it's going to be your financial blessing for that thing that you have in your heart for the Lord. It looks like a ministry of restoration. I see a housing thing, almost like you. Anybody that needs comfort, like a strong tower. That's what a strong tower. The Lord said a strong tower that people can run into and feel safe. And it's all coming through this ministry that's in your heart for the Lord.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
What
oh, God.
Valerie, I wouldn't tell you this without knowing God is talking to me. God says the house is going to be elevated. Praise
yes,
the Lamb
Lord.
Of God. God
oh,
said
God.
After the foundation of your house, sell it. Praise the Lamb of God. Put a for sale sign on it because you are going to relocate to another city. Praise the Lamb of God. And God says that this city that you're going to, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be a place of abundance for you. Praise the Lamb. That's what the Lord told me to tell you. Now, I don't know what you didn't ask, what you didn't talk about. But God said your house will be elevated. But after it's elevated, sell it. That's what the Lord said. And the Lord said, after you sell this house, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you obey God, he's relocating you to another city, and that city is a city of abundance for you. Abundance of it. I feel God so strong right now. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be a city of refuge for you, a city, praise the Lamb of God, hope beyond hope. Praise the Lamb of God that all of the abundance of things is going to come into you. Just watch what I tell you. The Lord has spoken, and I say amen. Praise the Lamb of God in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm in a zone today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
man.
Thank you, Jesus, for your glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah for your word, for your people.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you for direction, God. Thank you. I give you praise, God. I lift your name high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. There is no God like Jehovah. Hallelujah. There is no God like the else. Now, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! I give you praise. I give you praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God
bless us.
Let's
move
on. Area code 248. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. How you doing? Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Can
How you doing?
Me?
You're on live, yes, ma'am.
This is Alicia. Yeah.
Alicia?
Yes.
Man. Mm-hmm. Oh man, total consecration. I see the Lord trying to rise you up in the spirit. There's a lot of that going on, where God is trying to take you to a whole new place, a whole new level
in him. And it's like a call to consecration or a call to righteousness like never before. And it's because he wants your heart filled with him. There are some things that, again, you're going to go through some things where he's going to snatch some things away, where he's going to snatch them away just so he can refill that every empty spot with him. He's trying to reproduce you as his vessel. It seems like you wrestle with who you are as far as his ministry is concerned, but God has given you such a great gift that he's going to allow that thing to flow at a whole new level. And when he gets you to that level, you'll understand, because he just said, I'm going to speak to you with my very voice. Prepare yourself.
Alicia, the Lord said, if you would give him your time and your mind, that you would write books that would be bestsellers, praise the Lamb of God, one behind another, if you would give him your time and your mind. That's the word of the Lord for you. I bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, sir. Bless you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Area code 313-835.
Yes. This is Brenda, Reverend London and Prophet. I was there with the young lady that got the healing in my hand.
Yes.
But I'm at a point in my life, I've got to make a lot of decisions about which way to go in ministry, looking for a home, where I'm to live. So I've been asked to go into different ministries, but I haven't been guided by Spirit. Well, the things that I've been asked, I haven't feel guided to go into that particular direction.
Amen. I'm supposed to submit the prophet on that. The Lord told me to let prophet handle it.
And where are you? Where are you located? Are you in Detroit?
Yes, I'm in Detroit.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord said he desired you to spend 7 days before him. Praise the Lamb of God. And there he will give you direction and guidance in the things that you must do, said the Lamb of God. He wants you to spend 7 days before him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Consecrating these 7 days before the Lord, a lot of us need to do this in this season, if we haven't already, is to consecrate some time with God. And that's, you know, I'm not on the phone. I'm not watching television. Praise the Lamb of God. I have broke away from my normal activities to give God as much time as I can. Praise the Lamb of God. To be in his word, in prayer, in praise, and in worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. With a listening ear. And God is going to give you the direction. Too many voices are speaking to you right now. Praise the Lamb. They're clouding your head. They're causing confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. God is the author of peace. He is the King of righteousness and the King of peace. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you do this, God said, all of these things will be made clear to you. Give me these 7 days, said the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless you.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
Bless now your hands. And God has worked it out, ain't it?
Brenda?
Yes.
Brenda, your hand feeling good?
Oh, yes. It's feeling good.
Man.
I still can feel all my fingers. I'm at peace. I'm at peace about my life. I'm very much, I've been doing already what you say, reading and studying. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. I've been ministering to other people. I've really been into the praise mode.
Hallelujah.
So I've already started doing what you said, and this is what the Holy Spirit, that's a confirmation, because that's what the Holy Spirit said that I must do, to meditate and to pray and to
Hallelujah.
And that's what I have been doing that.
I'll give you full revelation. Don't you even worry. You're on the right track. Stay on and let none distract you.
Okay.
Praise God. You're going to get the full revelation of what God would have you to do.
Okay.
Amen.
I hope he tell you to come join my ministry, though. Praise God. In the name of
God. I am going to come over there to see you. I really am.
Okay. Bless you, dear. Hallelujah. My God, what a wonderful show today, Pastor London. Hallelujah. The Lord is working on our behalf. Boy,
that's right.
God is speaking, people of God. Boy, if you are new like me, you'll be rejoicing all over the place. Praise the Lamb. God is
Woo! This is what it's all about right here, guys. This is what it's all. Area code 240.
Hello. Hey, Prophet. Hey, Pastor.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Bertha.
Who is calling?
This is Denise.
Denise.
So hurt. Yes, Denise.
But Denise, you know, I knew who you were, but, you know, everybody don't know you, honey. This is Denise Conyers, praise the Lamb of God, from D.C. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for she hears about in the Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all I was trying to do is get you to be identified to the people. I know your voice.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah,
but for me, I know your voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You hear what Prophet just said. I know your voice.
Yes.
God told me to tell you. You know my voice. And he shows me in the spirit, him whispering in your ear, his very voice. He says he's rendering unto you secrets. Amen. He's taking you to the point. I see you teaching and speaking some truths at conferences. I see it. It's like, be prepared because God is going to bless you in business. Like never before, you're going to be able to take your hands off your business, and business is going to run itself because he needs you. He says that. God says, tell her I need her. I'm speaking to her. I'm going to speak to her. I need her. That's what the Lord is showing me.
Lord told me you're about to blow up. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess you know what that means. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know
Hallelujah.
Why? You know, like dynamite. Praise the Lord. God said he's about to blow up. I believe it's enlarging your territories, praise the Lamb of God, and blessing you indeed, even as Pastor London has spoken. I spoke to you some time ago about business, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I just said that, and that strip mall shot right across my face that's waiting on you, praise the Lamb of God. I see it.
Amen.
I see it. And it's got your name on it. Praise the Lamb of God. The D.C. Center. Denise Conyers. Praise the Lamb of God. It's yours.
Amen.
God gave it to you. And like Lawrence said, you ain't going to even have to go in there and work. It's going to run itself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Money's supposed to make money for you. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Y'all ain't listening. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb. Money's supposed to make money for you. You ain't supposed to go make money. Money makes money for you. Money.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Money to work.
Thank
not
you,
to work. Money to work. Praise the Lamb of God. And then you're supposed to sit back and watch your money work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said,
Hallelujah.
He ain't going to get that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you today.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
You. God bless
Amen.
You.
Yes, God in heaven.
Amen. I'm sorry. Well, it looks like we're out of time in 40 seconds. Amen. It's awesome when God takes over the show. That's all we want. We always want God to have this show. Amen. God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. You want to close us up, Prophet? You want me to close us out?
Well, just let me tell the people of God, thank you for being on today. So many of you have called in. Praise the Lamb of God. Many have called in and got off the line already. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been an awesome spirit-filled show. Thank you, Pastor London, for leading the show across this week. Praise the Lamb of God, and hopefully we're going higher tomorrow in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited about God. Thank each and every one of you, and those of you, praise God. I spoke this. Lisa Williams, praise the Lamb of God. I ain't going to tell y'all what happened to her, praise God, but I spoke this. I said, all of you that sow into me, God is going to bless you. It's going to be a swift blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Lisa walked up to me, praise the Lamb of God, and put a $200 check in my hand in my name. Praise the Lamb of God to me. Praise God.
Amen.
Called me yesterday hollering through the phone. Praise God. She said, Prophet, God has moved on the seed I sowed. Praise the Lord. Me and James are so excited, we don't know what to do. People of God, I tell you, praise God. But, you know, Pastor London has spoken to you all about this. It's up to you. I'm not putting no pressure on nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the season that we're in right now, that the shepherds and the men and women of God who are doing the work for God should not have to say, you know, you should sow into my life and things of that nature. You should look at your life and look at them and say, this man and woman of God is constantly blessing me, constantly speaking into my life, consistently doing the will of God, and I'm going to bless them. That should be your attitude, praise the Lamb of God, an attitude of gratitude in this Thanksgiving season, praise the Lamb of God. I love you. Pastor London is in your hands.
Amen. We love you. You can only say we love you. We're excited about your future. You know what God is doing. He's making us all brand new. See you tomorrow.
There's a new day dawning to me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. Sins have been forgiven, now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored, I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Perfect will that my God has for me.